Welcome, neighbors and friends. This is Pastor Bob Weitz in Plymouth, Illinois, and I welcome you to stay tuned to Lessons from Scripture. Well, welcome back once again, neighbors and friends. I'm glad to be with you today. Appreciate you joining in, and we pray that today we can talk a little bit about forgiving. Forgiving's an important thing, and I just want to say that now that the presidential election is over, there's a lot of joy on one side, sadness on the other, and a lot of people are upset. I understand that. When your candidate loses, it upsets you, but it seems like in today's society, people really seem to take things in a different way than what they used to. It seems to me like it's so easy today to get upset and to just almost become downright vicious about things instead of having some compassion. So I want to talk about forgiving. Ephesians 4:31 and 32 tells us in the Bible, all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and slander must be removed from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. You know, I see people are so upset. You see, you watch the news and everybody's mad. Everybody's upset about the election and the way things didn't go their way, and they get nasty. And I see it on personal levels everywhere where someone gets upset with someone and they don't, it just seems like people don't know how to just have a disagreement without having to have a fight, or without having to just turn around and hate each other over something. Something that is going to be, when you look back, I guess what I'm saying is when you look back on things, you can say, why did I have to be so nasty? Or why did they have to be so nasty and vicious and almost downright evil about something that really in the scope of life? Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty about it. It's a part of life that passes, and 4 years from now, if your person wins the election, all of a sudden you're happy and you forget all about that 4 years that you went through with somebody you didn't care about. But yet you were vicious and nasty and evil towards others about it, and it makes no sense when in the picture of the long haul of life and what your life's going to be like after this life is over. What's your eternity going to be like? You carry grievances, and you carry animosities, and you carry hate to your grave with you. Well, I believe I don't remember the preacher that said this, but a preacher one time said there's two problems that do great psychological, emotional, and spiritual damage. Guilt is one of them. Guilt imprisons us. Guilt is the result of something we've done. And then we've got bitterness. Number two, bitterness. Bitterness poisons us. Bitterness is our reaction to someone else's wrong, or our perception that someone else has wronged us. And I think the key to that second one especially is what it says, our perception that someone else has wronged us. How many times have we thought that someone wronged us just because that's the way we think? I hear this a lot in conversations about the transgender issue, as an example. I've seen interviews where the advocate for transgender, as an example, the person will say, well, I believe that a man thinks he's a woman, then he's a woman. That's how I feel about it. That's what I think. Well, you know, we have to sit down and really evaluate as individuals, is what I think actually the truth? Does what I think actually going to prove anything just because I think it. I remember watching a deal on TV, a news item with Piers Morgan, who's actually from, he's a British, and he was talking to some transgender people, and they were telling Pierce that whatever someone thinks they are is what they are. And if they want to be a woman, but yet they're born a man, they can be a woman. If they want to be a man, even though they were born a woman, they can be a man. And Pierce asked what to them, and to some others, may have sounded like a really stupid thing. But he said, well, then I want to be a, you know, I think it was something like transgender. Oh, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something like a penguin. I want to identify as a transgender penguin. And they told him that that was absolutely ridiculous. And he asked him why. They have all claimed that you can be anything you want to be, but when he wanted to be something as silly and really as stupid as a transgender penguin, they told him that was ignorant. Well, how much more ignorant was it than what they said? And they got very mad at him and upset with him. And I guess the point of it all is what we think is not really in life what is important. It's what God thinks. Everything we do in life, people, has to be balanced by what God thinks. Everything has to be checked by God's word. Everything that we do has to be checked against God's word. When we get upset with people and we're mad at somebody for something they did or said, we as humans become very defensive. Extremely defensive, and we become hateful, and we become bitter, and we carry that with us, and we act out in ways that are just absolutely horrible. I mean, horrible. We've all done it. I've done it. You've done it. All of us have done it, or someone's said or done something that we just absolutely did not like, or they said something to us or about us that we did not like, and we got nasty about it, or we instantly went and told everybody about how wrong and horrible they were, and how you hated what they done, and you just all of a sudden you hate that person. Well, you know what? When you do those kind of things, and you don't have forgiveness for that person, and you're not forgiven by God for the things you have done, you know, what you're doing is it's horrible to you, not only them, but to yourself. God's nature is to forgive. People don't understand that. Forgiving and being forgiven, they go together. They're two things that go together for eternity. We're basically praying when we pray something. You know, maybe what we should be doing is praying, Father, treat me like I'm treating them. And that's hard to do, isn't it? Because if we're being bitter to somebody and we're nasty about it and being, you know, wrong, is that how God's supposed to treat us? So we should be asking to be forgiven in the same manner as we forgive others. So we have to forgive others, don't we? When they're mad at us. You have a disagreement with someone and you get upset with them, you know, step back, pray about it, and realize that, hey, we need to work this out. We can't have this viciousness in our body. An unforgiving spirit's not merely us missing a blessing, believe me. It's actually wicked. Vile sin in the same category as stealing or blasphemy. God's nature, folks, is to forgive. That's God's nature. And if we don't have that nature, well, believe me, we have an unforgiving spirit. And an unforgiving spirit in us is ungodliness. And is that how we want our life to be? I think that anybody with any common sense, anybody with any sense of of right and wrong. And anybody with any sense of self-worth from the Lord knows that that's not the kind of spirit we want to have inside of us. So we need to really think about those kind of things and when we get mad at somebody and disagree with somebody. Think about this for 1 second. It's not what your unforgiveness does to someone else, but what it does to you personally. Let me repeat that. It's not what your unforgiveness does to someone else, but what it does to you personally. It affects you. To attempt to get even with someone who has done you harm would be to bring yourself down to their level. And a lot of times, that's the first thing we forget, is that we want to get even with them. And what does that make us? Just as wrong as what we thought they were to us. We've now brought ourselves down to their level without even giving it a second thought. And to continue to hate is to commit emotional suicide. Because hate fills you with bitterness, friends, which is an acid. It's like an acid that'll destroy you as much or more even than it does a person on whom it's poured. We sometimes think that forgiveness lets the other person off the hook. But when we choose not to forgive, what have we done? Well, we are now on the hook with them. We put ourselves in a position where we're exactly on the hook for wrong, just like they are. If we know they're wrong, and we believe they're even wrong biblically, but yet we don't handle it properly, then we're not biblically living and forgiving like we should be also. So we're just as guilty as they are. So how many times do we bring guilt upon ourselves all because we got mad at somebody? And we just need to remember that we need to forgive, because the grief that bitterness and an unforgiving spirit will do to us, what it will do to us. What are the three things I believe that it will do to us? Well, we forgive them for their sake, is what we should be doing, I guess is what I'm saying. We forgive them for Jesus' sake, and we forgive them for our sake. That's how we can look at this and say, wait a minute, I'm mad at Mr. Smith because Mr. Smith said something that I didn't like. Well, should we actually be looking at this with a different perspective, in a different perspective? Why would we want to forgive somebody that did us wrong? I don't, you know, we sometimes we feel it, sometimes we say it. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not forgiving them for what they just did. Well, you have to forgive them, or you're going against what God's word says. And in the scales of the balancing scales that the Lord has given us to work with, we have to forgive them, or we're as guilty as they are, like I said before. So when we think about it, we say, why would I forgive them? Well, because it's for their sake that I'll forgive them. And it's for Jesus' sake. And it's for my own sake that I forgive this person. If we've been wronged by someone, we're to forgive that person and bury it. Bury it in the grave of God's forgetfulness. Now, what does that mean? it simply means this: give it to God. Forgive that person and give it to God and leave it alone. Don't dwell on it no more. Bury it. It's gone. It's done. It's over with. You gave it to God. Now, that's hard sometimes. Actually, that's very hard sometimes. Well, if I give it to God, is that going to fix anything? Absolutely, it's going to fix a lot of things. Number one, you've given it to God. You've forgiven that person. You forgave them for what they done. And now you can go on with your life knowing that you did exactly what God wanted you to do. But you got to do it with a clean mind and a clean heart. Don't try to be vengeful and avenge yourselves. It's important, because what's the Bible tell us about avenging things? Romans 12:19 in the Bible says this: do not avenge yourselves, beloved, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Now, does that mean, oh, I got an answer to all this right now, I'm going to give it to God, I'm not going to avenge anything, I'm going to give it all to God and let God strike them dead? It doesn't mean that. What it means is, it's not my job. That's the easiest way to say it. It's not my job. It's not my obligation to avenge somebody for the wrong they've done. I should forgive them for it, give it to God, forget about it. And in the end, if that person hasn't made themselves right with God, God will take care of that. God will be the judge of what that person's payment or benefit will be for the wrong they've done. It's not up to me to make that decision. It's not up to me to say, I'll get even with you. We all do it all the time. Well, I got even with him. What do you mean you got even with him? Somebody did something wrong and I got even with them. No, what you done was you condemn your own self. You thought that getting even with somebody was your way of taking care of the problem. Folks, that's not taking care of the problem. You did nothing for the person that did you wrong. You did nothing for God because you took care of it yourself. And you did nothing good for yourself. You allowed yourself to all of a sudden become the problem. You became a sinner and performed a mighty sin against God by trying to take care of it yourself. You know everything. I'll take care of it. I've heard this so many times in my life, it's amazing. If we had, I don't know, I'm just going to say, if we had 50 cents for every time somebody in the world said, I'll take care of it, I'll get even with him, or I'll get even with her, whatever the case might be. If we just had 50 cents for every time those words were muttered either in our out loud or in our minds, we'd all be rich, 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 rich. Because it's something that somebody utters all the time. I'll take care of it. I'll get even with him. I say him, and it could be him or her, either one. But I think you get my drift there. We're not to avenge anything. It's not up to us, folks. It's totally God's decision. It's God's job. And we say, God doesn't have a job. Well, God's got a big job, believe me. Taking care of all of us, helping all of us. That's a job that none of us could handle, that's for sure. He's the only one could take that job. We could all apply for that job and every one of us fail. Never get hired. We don't have the experience, the capabilities of taking care of those kind of things. Only God can take care of that kind of thing. Only God can handle the things of that nature. We're just not capable of it. We just don't have what it takes. And we're not expected to have the ability to have what it takes. And that's why God says, give it to me. I will repay, says the Lord. Whether that's good or bad, that's the Lord's decision, not ours. There's one thing we forget, and that's all of us are sinners, every one of us. The person that was bad to you or said something to you and you didn't like it, you hated it, and you want to be retaliatory towards them and get even with them, we forget, don't we, that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Every one of us. None of us are perfect. Let's look and see what Romans 3:23 says. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Well, that's a very well-known Bible verse. But what it says in another, a different translation says, for everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. Now that's the truth, isn't it? None of us have the ability to have the same standards that God has until we get to heaven and he gives us that glorious reward that we all look forward to as Christians. And to think that we can measure up to God's standard here on earth by retaliating towards someone who sinned against us is a joke. We're not capable of doing it. We think we can. Sometimes we become very self-righteous Christians, don't we? We're not righteous, we're self-righteous in so many ways in our life. Somebody sinned against us and our self-righteous attitude jumps right up to the forefront of our thoughts and our actions. Boom! Just like that. And we allow it to happen and it's wrong because we don't realize we have to forgive. We can't carry our hate with us to the grave. It's just not something that we can do and get away with. How do we stand in front of the Lord at Judgment Day and say, well, yeah, but Lord, you don't understand what he did to me. Well, God knew him before it happened what he did to you. Who are you trying to kid here? So I guess I'm asking you to realize that when someone sins against you and does something mean to you, don't react the same way you think they just reacted. Be, as we all say, be the better person. Be better than that. You're capable of being better than that because as a Christian, you have God on your side. Now, that doesn't mean that because God's on my side, I can do anything I want. No, what it means is you've got God on your side to help you to be the Christian he expects you to be, the person he expects you to be, the follower of Jesus that he expects you to be. You forgive that person, and you go on loving that person. Even if you disagreed with them, you still love that person. They're a human being, and they have every right to be forgiven just like you've been forgiven. They have every right to have the opportunity to do what's right in God's eyes and to become a child of God just like you are. Why would you want to do something evil to them and push them farther away from the Lord because you acted the way you acted? You become, when you act like that and you allow yourself to be just like they are, you become a huge stumbling block for that person, because that person's going to walk away saying the same thing that I've heard said to me, and I'm sure you've heard it said to you. Oh, and I thought you was a Christian, but here you are talking like that. Here you are acting like that. You don't even have to cuss somebody for them to say that. All you have to do is show the meanness and to let evil rise to the top of your actions and attitude for them to recognize that you're no different than they are. They don't believe in the Lord, and they act the way they act, and here you are claiming to believe in the Lord and being a Christian, you're acting just like they are. So I ask you today, folks, to think about it, pray about it, and realize that when someone does you wrong, you be the better person. You be the Christian that God and Jesus expect you to be. Rely on the Holy Spirit to give you guidance and help you to forgive that person and to give it to God. Let God take care of it, and you continue to walk and follow Jesus. That's how you can take up your cross and follow him daily. It's by doing those kind of things. When you take up your cross and follow Jesus, this is one of the ways to do it. It's not the only way. There's many ways, but this is one of them. So ask God to forgive you of your failures just like everyone else. Well, folks, if you don't know Jesus, repent, turn from your sin, and turn to Jesus. That's what I ask each of you. If you're a Christian and you continue to have some issues with anger and payback, turn to Jesus. Ask him to forgive you of that. And repent of it, and let the Lord follow you and help you throughout your life. And he will. So I hope you learned something today. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you listening. I hope you'll come back every Sunday at 8 o'clock and listen to more lessons from scriptures that I hope and pray will be a benefit for your life. I love you and look forward to seeing you again next week. God's blessings be upon each and every one of you. Well, we're so glad you could join us today, and we pray that you'll come back every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Here on Q98.5 for more lessons from scriptures with Pastor Bob Wise.